Hey guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV after show for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're talking the episode 14, Heaven and all things above. So let's start talking.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, cha-ching. This is my favorite song.
It just really describes the life that I'm meant to live. That's how I feel.
I know. Cheers to that. Seriously. And to our lovely Grant in studio.
Hey, guys.
It's a big surprise.
You know,
we have Grant.
It's nice to be able to be a little guest over here in the corner of
the
studio.
Grant.
Grateful to be back. I've hosted this show in the past, so it's kind of cool to, you know, come back for a little bit.
Drop in.
Yeah, yeah. So I've been loyal to the listeners. I mean, that's what it is. I'm not here for me as much as I feel like, you know, a lot of these folks who've listened to me on the show for years have followed me to my own little podcast. And, like, you know, I'm very grateful. So
absolutely.
If I can come back and give my two cents, other than doing it on Instagram and Twitter, I can. This is more long form. This is more for me. So I'm happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you.
Thank you.
So, you guys, I'm Jennifer Leone. You could follow me on, let's say, Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. And please follow AfterBuzz TV as well at AfterBuzz TV. And to my left, my lovely co-hosts.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cynthia Nicole.
And it's your boy, Richie Sky.
Where can they follow you guys? You want them to stalk. Come on.
Not at this moment. But anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Heaven's calling.
Yeah. That whole thing is just hilarious to me. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, we will. Hold up.
Grant has his own podcast. Why don't you just plug
it
a little bit?
Sure, you guys can find me at all times on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
And it's so funny and very witty, and we love him.
It's a little bit of a commentary, you know, but not much of a departure from what we're going to be ripping into tonight, I hope.
Right, right. So this episode was a little slow. It was, you know, I mean, I thought it tied up a few loose ends and began a few new ones. What were your overall thoughts on this episode?
You know, to be very honest with you, I feel like much of this episode could have been left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, you know, as happy as I am to see Lois, I love seeing Lisa run a happy. But, and her mom was nice, too. I just thought it was a lot. It was a lot. Like, all of that was so much. I was like, this would never happen on New York. You know what I mean? Like, you would never see this much of somebody's parents on New York, you know? And it wasn't really as much that. I just felt like the seance was so long. I don't know. Like, I just, there were so many other things that I felt like we could have focused on this episode. But I wanted to see more of Erica Jane's, you know, speaking engagement. You know what I'm saying? I would have actually rather seen Pink Dog's funeral versus seeing some of the
Rest in peace, Pink Dog.
I'm sorry. I mean, I felt like that was emotional. You know, I'm kind of more invested in that. So, I don't know. A lot of this episode was not for me.
And can we pull up the live chat? Because I would love to know what everyone says. Everyone's so excited to see Grant.
Oh, that's nice. Thank
hi, Grant.
You.
Yay!
It's a pleasure. Thank you, guys. Well, you know, my thoughts on this episode, look, if they're going to order this many episodes in it for a season, they've got to extend the amount of time that they're going to be in production, because if not, we have all this filler. And, you know, there's just too much good TV on right now, and the Housewives, there's so many of them,
right.
And they're you know, you've always got now, sometimes you've got three on at once, we've got Potomac right behind this, and New York, which I can't wait for New York, like, you know, that's such a great show, and I enjoy Beverly Hills, but man, if we only could condense a little bit more, we could enjoy it and have it move the way New York does, where, you know, we really just see everyone at, like, little instances. Like, Erica Jane, her moment was great, but, like, you know, what are the other women doing that can fill those little slots of what they're up to, other than these long, drawn-out dinners? I mean, these women have been eating every episode.
No, seriously, they had about three different brunches. And by the way, the church key is not that good. I was wondering why they were even there.
Oh, yeah.
They have a B rating on their wall.
You know, again, too many good things. Why would you go? There's too many good places that are A-rated. That's why I say about B's. Forget it. They have to earn that A.
Right?
Shout out to Tarte, though, because Tarte is amazing.
Ooh,
that's where they were tonight. And I was like, y'all getting Arnold Palmer's at a tart? No, you get the bowl. You get the punch bowl at
Tart. The punch bowl, yes. Yeah. Aren't they open until like 6 a.m.?
Yes.
Yeah, that place. But I mean, there's a lot of apologizing, surprising apologizing by multiple different people, like Erica and Teddy was going off. And I mean, this is definitely different and not usual of the Housewives. Grant, I would love to know, since you have been with the Housewives for so long, and you're an apology probably expert.
Well, what do you want? My thoughts just on holy Erica and Teddy, or,
yeah.
or the, in general, look, I have the...
Actually, can I say this?
Sure.
Before you go to them, can you go to Teddy and Dorit?
Yeah. This is what
because
I mean.
I feel like...
It's like, what is happening?
I want to hear your opinion on that one first.
Okay, well, I mean, obviously I've been watching, but roll the tapes back. Hold on. So, Dorit, when did Dorit cross Teddy? Was it
in
the very beginning?
Well, you know, Teddy was apologizing.
I love the Dorit versus Camille. Now that I can write a dissertation about.
But I was hoping for more of that tonight. But, you know, Teddy called Dorit to apologize to her for sharing with Lisa Rinna what Dorit has said like months prior.
Right.
What did you think of that apology? Because Dorit wasn't too happy.
Look, in my opinion, this is my opinion only, it was all propped by producers who are like, what's going on? What can we pull from? You know, we've got to kind of, you know, what did you make of this? Teddy, were you unsure about that? Like, how did you feel hearing all of this months prior? I mean, I can't even judge her because I feel like it was just thrown together to keep this feud rolling ignite a problem.
So you felt like Teddy was pushed by producers to mention that to Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, but now other people have said, well, Lisa Rinna brought it. No, Dorit brought it up at the table last week. So before everything. No, that's something different. That's another argument.
Yeah, there's a lot of arguments just kind of packed on. So basically Teddy called and apologized to Dorit, where Dorit didn't feel that was even coming. And I feel like Dorit wasn't accepting of it, but just kind of being, you know, just dragging it out and talking about it. And it was like, well, you know, Teddy, how that made me feel. And, well, you're expecting me to, you know, just... I don't know.
But I don't understand why she always turns it around and doesn't say, I'm sorry for what I did. And I feel like every time she hangs up the phone, she always has something to say without listening to... She always has a reply about everything.
Right.
And I wish she would listen more instead of always having a reply about...
Yeah.
I don't want her to listen anymore. Dorit, to me, is the gift that keeps on giving for this show.
You know, Teddy is no different to me than the Catherine Edwards.
I mean, she's
a one seasoner. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any personal beef with her. I don't really have an opinion about her, and I think that we need to see less of her, and we need to see other people do a little bit more on this show. I'm grateful that this season is not about Kim. You know, I enjoy Kim, but at least Kim is waiting in the wings.
I really do honestly kind of miss Kim.
We all miss Kim.
I miss good old Kim.
I'm happy for Rinna. She's got her daughters doing well. The husband is having a good career. She's doing well, but she's taking a major step back from
the show. That's what I don't like.
I'm glad that she's doing so well, but, you know, why is Teddy on the show?
Yeah, and it's a filler.
Like, you know,
She's a filler.
Brandi Granville said herself she doesn't want someone accountable on her reality TV shows. I get it.
I kind of agree with that.
Go ahead.
No, I get what you're saying. I mean, it would need to be, you would have to have someone else who's very, very dramatic in order to have someone who's that accountable on the show. And you just don't have that.
Right.
You know, we just don't have
that. I was going to say the same thing. You just have to balance out the cast. You can have someone accountable and someone down to earth and, you know.
The middle of the road.
Yeah, totally.
But you need her with like a Kim.
Yeah, well, you need her with somebody. Yeah, with a few others.
Maybe she needs to be on Orange County.
I said that from the
beginning. A lot of people have said that.
I have repeatedly said she should go to that show.
Yeah. Ooh, everyone, Olga, let's talk about Olga here. Dorit is going after Teddy because Teddy was the runt of the litter. She tried going after the others, and we saw how that went for her. That's why she's concentrating on ripping into Teddy. I feel that there's a lot of that going on, a lot of Dorit just being over dramatic, but, you know, it is what it is. I feel that there's still going to be this talk over and over again between at least Dorit and Teddy and just dragging it out just because of the sake of there is no Kim. You know,
right.
And, you know, it is cute, though, to see Teddy's girls in the beginning of the show. They were putting on face masks and being, you know, that upper class that I'd like to see. As we've talked about before, I feel like there needs to be a little more of that from Teddy.
Yeah.
And that's what she's missing. Like, we all know you're a rich kid. We all know that you grew up this way. We want to see it.
I'll tell you the problem, right, with her is the fact that she's not connected to these women. She met Dorit at that playgroup. They both of them have said in the press they had never met each other prior before that playgroup introduction at the beginning of this season. So who does she have to play off of? You know, I mean, she's got no history with any of them. She's not really an ally. Mm. She's floating around. She's admittedly like, oh, I'm going on this girl's trip to Vegas. I don't know anyone, but I'm going to make the most of it, which is not easy to do. So I give her credit for that. Right. But, you know, I hate to say it. She's getting brought in like this by Lisa Vanderpump. And you know it's not going to go well.
I was just going to say, Lisa's brought her under her wing. There has to be a reason for it.
Numbers. Well, I used to talk about it all the time on this show. You need to have some numbers in these games of the Housewives.
Yeah.
You know, it's time. And with Dorit, like, I remember I used to talk with Christy Olsen, who did these panels with me. And we always used to say, like, yeah, they're a pain in the ass, but... the show is all about them. I mean, they're the ones that they're bringing
it.
So it's tough. She's very easy to complain about and point the finger at. Yes, because she's the only one doing much.
Right.
I hate to say it. I wish they were all doing a lot. I really do.
Kyle has also taken a back seat, I feel like. But in this episode, she kind of... Oh, you disagree?
Yeah, I mean, to me, in previous seasons... recently, Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump both took back seats in the show. You know what I'm saying? And kind of, except for, you know, the whole Eileen and Lisa Rinna situation that Vanderpump had. But I feel like what I'm enjoying this season is kind of seeing the development of LVP's friendship with Kyle juxtaposed amongst these women. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like that's kind of interesting to see, because I feel like Lisa Vanderpump has... finally let her guard down a lot more this season.
She really has. Especially in this episode, I feel like.
We've seen her cry more this season than I have in the entire 8 seasons.
Yeah. I'm sad for the pink dog and her other dog.
I'm definitely sad for her, but it's good to me to see this side of her.
Oh, yeah.
And a passionate side about the thing, you know, whether it's her friendship or her dogs.
Sure.
It's good to see that to me.
It is good to see.
Because some people handle that differently, and I liked how Ken, you know, he opened up, like, he felt like he blamed himself. And sometimes when your animal does pass away, you do blame yourself. And that's good to see that maybe other people can relate to that when they watch the episode.
Oh, I feel that 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a crying Lisa fan, but I do have empathy and feel for her in this episode quite a bit. I mean, especially to such a violent death of that dog so unexpected. I mean, that would... knock anybody down, so, you know, I feel for her.
Well, when Teddy was talking to Kyle at Sweet Butter, they were sitting and chatting, and when Lisa called in, it was just definitely a different type of phone call, I feel that. And they felt it on the other side. Even though they were talking about something so different, and, you know, I feel like Teddy was blaming a lot and kind of complaining a lot in this episode, where usually it's... her very standing tall on one thing. But this one, it was like, oh, well, Erica did this to me.
I agree.
I feel bad. And
but like, she never tells her to her face.
You mean Teddy never
tells
Erica?
Like, you know, she always says it like after the fact. She never tells Erica. Or maybe in the next episode she will. Yeah. But I always feel like she always has something to say about Erica. She never tells her one-on-one. Like, I don't like you. I'm not afraid of you. I'm frustrated with you. You know?
No, she's intimidated by her.
Yeah.
100%. And she sat down next to her at the little, I think it was Kyle's dinner party.
Yeah.
They have eaten a lot in this episode. It's hard to keep track.
You know, but so you asked me earlier about what I think about Erica and the other one, Teddy.
Yes, Teddy.
You know, it's an unpopular opinion. I even did a little poll on my Instagram, and everyone seems to have sympathized with Teddy. But I can understand... the trigger for Erica, and I'm taking Erica's side in that back and forth. I know it's not the popular opinion. Who cares? Yeah, I don't care. But
that was interesting on social media. I mean, people were really going at Erica for her response last
week. Look, people like myself have a switch, and the switch for her was, she's like, don't play like you – don't make it up like you're having amnesia. Don't say you don't remember. And, you know, she basically called her a liar. She insinuated she was a liar. She's not going to be called a liar on reality TV.
Mm-hmm. And this led me to my epiphany.
Oh,
okay.
Erica would do well on Atlanta. Like, and even tonight she kind of mentioned she was from Atlanta, and I was like, that attitude, I see it, because she's pretty feisty.
She'd shut anything down, like a word about, like, oh, I heard Erica, there's so many rumors about your husband getting a divorce, and she'd be like, stop that. That is not true.
Yeah.
Stop that. Listen to me.
She knows that it'll grow and just spiderweb into just a spiderweb of bullshit that she doesn't want to be a part of. Mm-hmm. I can see it. You know, well, maybe that demon coming out is a little much.
She's got another side to her, but look, people have a switch. Yeah. And that's what it is. I mean, you can't put labels on people on reality TV. She's not going to take it.
See, because, like, but what I liked about this episode is that she was talking about empowerment. And, you know, empowerment is not words. Like, you have to show action. And I think that her apologizing to Teddy, or, you know, that took a whole lot of woman in her. And I respected her after I saw her say that. And, like, I wish Dorit would say sorry once in a while. But, I just really liked that empowerment whole thing. And
she is all about that, and that girl cult thing. I do wish that there was more of that. Yes. That was fun.
Her apology, Erica's apology, caught me off guard, because previously, last week, she said...
I'm not apologizing.
Yeah, she's like, I don't apologize for shit.
I was so surprised.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, well, at least, like, she's like, nope. Like, at least she's like Lisa Vanderpump. Like, you ain't never going to get an apology out of me ever, 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 never, ever. But she did. She went for it. And, you know, I mean, whatever. It was the bigger thing to do. To her, like you said, her own words, she's like, you know, sometimes you just have to know, like, you know, certain things the power and know when to, like, be right about things.
Because if you hold it in, you're just poisoning yourself. You're not hurting anybody else. And, you know, I know, because I have haters, I know, like, you can't empower women like that. That's not how you do it with words. You are action. That's what empowerment, at least to me, means. I'm not sure about you guys, but I really think empowerment, this episode really helped me to say, like, enough. Like, I am going to step up, and I know that through action, that's how you empower women.
I get it.
I always say, even with my podcast, it's just like, it's all about, like, supporting one another. You know, it's one thing to do a reality show. I know they're paid, like, I always used to say, my grandmother says they're paid to be bitches. But, I mean, like, it's just,
by the,
like,
way, Grant's grandma is amazing. She's on his podcast, and I love her.
Once in a while.
I love her.
Every once in a while, I might have her on soon, because I'm supposed to go to New York to see her, actually. The evening before a huge snowstorm, so we'll stay tuned, but I don't know.
Yeah, right.
But I'm just so stressed out, so this is a nice, like, chill moment for me to be able to talk about the show, so I appreciate the platform. I don't know. What else was I going to say?
We're talking about Erica.
Bitches. Yeah. So, but it's all about, you have to support other people if you want to get anything out of life. And it's amazing how many people hold on to things, and they know that they know that you want it, or they know you want to be featured on something, and they won't do it. And that's the opposite of empowering.
It really
is. It pisses me off.
Yeah.
But it's okay, because you always know who those people are, and it bites them in the ass later. Just saying.
Karma.
I never forget. I was thinking about this the other night. There's, like, there's the shit list, and then there's the list that you could get, you can get off of, but you gotta do a little work. You know what I mean?
You gotta
keep an eye on certain people.
That's very LVP of you.
I'll take it. No, I mean, the shit list is a select few, but there are some people you just have to just keep an eye on. You know what I mean?
Well, that's, like, true. You know,
I'm not going to be walked all over by anybody.
If
you know
not,
what I mean?
Then you're naive. You know, you have to be aware. And I love how Erica just wrapped it up with, bye, giving all your husbands blowjobs. Just walks right after that apology.
Dorit has said that there will be problems.
I think
Erica can get away with a lot more than Dorit.
Speaking of Dorit, let's talk about the husband.
Can we talk about PK? We need a special
Let's talk
type
about
of
the husband.
Song for PK.
That used to be my transition when I did this show. Every time we always have to talk about PK for a minute. Let's talk about that husband.
That's a PK song.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, he's coming on.
With his diamond. Diamond.
And I love Dorit walking around her house at the beginning of this episode with a Gucci fanny pack casual.
As one does.
Yeah, let's talk about the little highlights that we thought about the show. And that would be one, would be the Gucci
fanny pack.
The Gucci fanny pack walking around the house. Hey, if you need something off, you know.
Just... Those are so convenient at like concerts, at theme parks. I'm sorry, I have a pink furry one and I'm loving it right now. Yeah.
Someone just says, let's talk about the husband. Rinna throws a wine glass. I love it. That needs to be the sound.
Yes. Shattered. No, oh, I just can't with that PK. You know.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it, Grant. Well, time for the bitch talk.
He looked nice at his little birthday boat party. It was nice. I can't believe they paid it off. I need to know.
Did you say paid it off?
No. I mean that too. No, but look. How do they make money? I want to know. She's got this Beverly
He's
Beach.
Boy George's manager.
Oh, and so am I.
Don't you think that there's a lot of wealth behind that?
No. I don't. No, if you're a manager, you manage multiple artists and talent.
I think
you know
he has
I mean?
A lot of. I That's think how he you probably has some other business ventures that they just don't mention on the show because, you know, I think when you do reality, they'll probably focus on the one that's probably sounds the most splashy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I know he's an entrepreneur and she said this, but, like, I just don't know. And that house, they're fooling nobody. That house, apparently, where they've been renting, the people who own that house renovated the backyard and put in all that beautiful teak wood. It looks great. But they're going over there saying, Dorit says at the beginning, oh, well, we redid our kitchen and we redid our backyard. The owner did it for resale. I mean, you know what I mean? Enjoy it. Oh, but I mean, God. You know, I mean, like, don't tell me that you really went out picking color swatches. Because they sold the house right after they wrapped production. They're not living there, apparently. Really? Allegedly.
Allegedly. Interesting.
Oh,
we'll have
God.
To dip.
Can you come back like next week with just like a little bit of news and gossip? I want to know who else doesn't live in that.
Yeah. I'm calling.
No, I don't know if I can. For me on Dorit's whole life.
No, yeah. I knew she was filled with bullshit, just trying to figure out where, and it's the money. The money.
You think?
Oh, yeah. It's
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm all for her with the
Where's
swim line. I'm all like empowerment. I'm here for the swim line. Good for her.
Good.
But, you know, when you launch a business and, you know, I'm so happy that she's having the made in LA, in America, like, it's great, but there's lots of costs associated with all of that. So, you know, I don't know, you know, maybe it's infused by the money she makes from Housewives. Mm, you know, money makes money. That's what I would do if I had one of these shows. I wouldn't go out and buy a house. I would use the money that however I made from that season to invest in something.
Right. That's a millionaire talk.
I would partner with QVC first.
Okay. You have a duster?
Sell some dusters, please. You get a duster, you get a duster, you get a duster.
How cute. It's so cute.
That's what I would do.
Hey, money makes money, man.
Someone says, yeah, that threw me off. It looked like Dorit was taking care of the kids herself, but no way a kid that young is alone in the bathtub. So remember in the beginning she said that she had all these nannies? Where are they? You know, where are the nannies? Where's that car?
Well, she's clearly had to downplay for the. I don't know anything with a kid in the tub. I forgot. Actually, I didn't even really see that. I was looking at my phone for something.
Jagger.
So, yeah. So, I don't have any opinion about that. But I think that she's dismissed some of them for being on camera. You know, optics.
Maybe she's trying to portray the entrepreneur, the housewife, the mother, the great wife.
Yeah, and that's okay.
So, yeah.
The bitch, the potster, all of it. Yeah. No, I'm here for it. I love it.
No, but yeah, I mean, it's all right. It's how she wants, you know, and I don't know. I don't live in their house. Well, they don't either, but they're in a new one. They're in a new one. They're in a new one. Allegedly,
sure?
Allegedly.
But, oh, God, I think heaven's calling.
Yeah. But I don't know them personally, so I don't know what. I don't know anything about her parenting and how involved she is, but it's a little bit extra. I think anyone would say it's been extra this season.
Yeah, and I absolutely agree. I've been saying that. It's a little much. Just like the psychic, which...
I was waiting for somebody to mention the psychic.
This is my wrapping up with the psychic because I'm like, let's talk about it. Go on, Richie.
I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm just baffled by the fact that she was there. And this is her second appearance on the show.
Yeah.
That's her second time. Mm-hmm. You've given this woman more camera time than you've given Alison Dubois, who clearly deserves
who's the
way
star?
More camera time on this show.
Well, she won't do it. She won't do any reality TV. She charged
her
for all of it. I know. But you know what? If the price is right, you know, time heals wounds. It's been like 10 years. Go do another seance or something. I mean,
they need a slightly more feisty friend of the show.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have Camille back. Exactly. I'm happy to have Camille back because she does a little, but I need a little bit more.
I'll be on as the psychic.
I feel like if you're a psychic, you could look at that person and say, you know what, this is what you're going to do in 5 years. This is what you're going to do in 1 year. Not, I saw you on Twitter and I know exactly what happened to you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean.
That was tough.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a difference between psychic and clairvoyance.
Intuitive.
Well, I mean, psychic and intuitive is basically the same thing. It's like the clairvoyant and the, what is it? The
healer.
Medium. It's a medium. Mediums talk to dead people. So this person was just like, oh, yeah, he sits by the window. You know, she was saying very vague things.
Jet, all this conversation about mediums is flashing me back to our last season covering Beverly Hills Together.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody look back at that. Or do.
That's what I'm saying. It reminds me of last season.
Would you like to expand on that, Grant?
No. Receipts live online.
They do. If you'd like to go back to last season and learn all about our psychic,
we talked a lot about it. We did, yeah.
Yeah, we talked a lot about it. how did the housewives not notice this psychic? I have it cut off a little bit for fishing for info. Yeah, she was fishing. She was fishing a little bit. But, I mean, I feel like they should have someone who's good. Like, let's get John Edwards. You know, where's Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium?
There's
where's
a crossover for you. Yeah.
That's a great crossover.
Cable crossover, yeah. I don't know. I felt for Kyle, though, because she always mentions her mom. And she speaks so highly of her mother. Yeah. And, you know, even I guess her father has passed, too, as she mentioned. So it must be tough that you have to rely on this person to have any type of connection with your mother, you know, and I feel for her.
It's wrong, though, for someone to say that heaven has their number. And that they call, and that Kathy wants to speak to Kyle. You know, I just think that's wrong. That's messing with people. Like, you should do things and if they're real and natural, but come on.
Right. Like, I just feel like maybe that scene would have been better off with just Kyle and her. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it would have been more impactful. And because right now, the show made her look like a clown.
Yeah. Well, the Teddy thing actually kind of was cute, where she didn't even think about her sixth grade friend. And, you know, she brought her up. But, I mean, I'm sure that's Googleable. Who knows?
I don't know. I don't even remember sixth grade. I was having a hard time.
Yeah.
I don't remember much about sixth grade. It's so specific.
It's very specific.
Psychics and mediums do a lot of things for people that really help them through loss and through connection. And it's too bad that the edit she got or actions, it delegitimizes for a lot of people. It goes through skeptics. See? She's on Twitter. That's what people do. And then they cut them all out and they just put them all in a box as fakes.
Sure.
And it's unfortunate because they really have done good things to connect with people on the other side.
Absolutely. Like Tyler Henry, I'll say, is really amazing and can definitely. I was back and forth on him, but then I was proven absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, because I had a talk.
I don't know how to feel about him.
Well, I had a talk with Corey Feldman and he was just like, I don't think so. I don't think he's legit. And then I talked to a few other people and my friend actually met him who is clairvoyant. She is. And she said that he's just a light and just, like, totally a vessel. And if this woman's just like, oh, yeah, you know, heaven calls me on the phone, it's like, I don't know how to compare it to apples and oranges for me. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Well, the thing about
Olga says, Teddy provided all the information. All the psychic really said was that a female who passed away wanted to talk to her. Teddy took it from there.
That is a good point. Very, very true.
Olga, you're always MVP. Wow, Thank you for that.
Literally.
Good point.
Yeah. Erica lived at the bottom of the boat. We got all these stories, past lives. Do you guys believe that you guys have past lives? Do you?
I believe that spirit lives on in people.
Yeah, I mean, I've been told, like, certain things about myself. I don't even want to...
I know. Well, it's sensitive. You know, I have certain ideas, too, but I don't know.
She told me I was in Hawaii, and I didn't want to... She was talking to my friends, and my friends left her crying, like, both of them. It was a male and a female. They both left crying. And so I was like, stay away from me. And so, you know, she came over, and she actually told me, like, a lot of things about my life, my past life, and the things that she said about my real life were absolutely true.
Really?
So
Let's get her number.
You know, I felt like she came from the water. Like, literally. Like, she just came, like, I guess she came down from one part of the ocean or whatever, and she just kind of materialized. And I was like, where did she come from?
Mystical.
I just crazy. Feel like you have to follow your gut, your yep. intuition. And I know yeah. in my past life, I was in Cancun drinking the coco, but mm-hmm. that's all I know.
Yeah, and this present life that's, and all
I want that to be
yeah.
my present life.
I always life. I always felt like I had a connection to like World War II and the Jewish yeah. internment camps. I'm not Jewish, but I always just felt, even in school studying that and reading those books, just like a deeply personal connection to that world.
Yeah. I could see
I
that.
Don't know why, mm-hmm. but it was very strong, and I would read, I would have like visions of like what it was really like, and I don't know if it was just my imagination. I don't know. Who knows, you know?
Yeah. Right.
You don't know what you bring over. They say, especially when you're really young, there's that connection to the other side that's a little bit more fluid than as you mm-hmm. get older. So I don't know. I hope that's not offensive. I don't think it's offensive.
I no. just think that, well, I don't know, have any compared to these experiences that we're talking about, what we saw on television was completely different.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like whoever it was made a mockery of her, whether it was herself or editing. I don't know.
Yeah, that Twitter thing, too.
Stuff like that. That's cutting room floor footage. You know, that didn't really evolve the plot at all. Didn't push anything forward.
Very flat.
You know, yeah. the last scene was good. I mean, you know.
Bye, bitches. Giving all your husbands blowjobs.
Yeah. Well, you know, a couple of things happened, I think, that were worth showing. I think that was LVP's moment with Erica, and that was Erica and Teddy's moment. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. what I like about LVP, and I'm starting to kind of see this, is that she's not I'm gonna confront you in front of a group type person. Mm-hmm. She's definitely a one-on-one, which I can respect. I think she's
awfully passive aggressive. That's my problem with her.
That's the 70-year-old in her.
I think she's horribly passive aggressive, which I think is worse.
I liked what she did tonight, because she really went to her head on and said, listen, this is my interpretation of, I felt like I didn't feel anything from you like I felt from the rest of the ladies. You know, I felt like Erica's interpretation was slightly different from what she may have said, but I get both of their perspectives. I'm just glad she said it to her.
This is the first time. I was really shocked that LVP actually said, hey, you didn't text me.
Right.
You know, and that would have probably came out into a fight later. Yeah. But for some reason, she felt like, hey, this bothered
yeah.
me.
Yeah, that's something like that would have been like a reunion thing. Like, oh, you totally. Never text me after 48 hours after this. Like, yeah.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It would have been a scene.
Good for her for just calling out. Like, yeah, I mean, at least she was direct there. Yeah. I don't know. I just find her incredibly passive aggressive, and I don't do passive aggressive, so I couldn't.
She
I
is.
I don't enjoy that woman. I don't enjoy her. Mm. I had a whole rant about her on the most recent episode of my podcast.
I feel that each of the women have their ups and downs.
Absolutely.
And this week has been a little flat for me, but next week it seems like it's going to be building up a little more. So let's get into predictions.
Yes.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Right. A great trip will hopefully re-energize these ladies.
Yeah, hopefully. So, you guys, what do you think? Berlin, lots of things were talked about. I think, personally, that there's going to be new fights that are brewing and coming out. And, you know, let's see how that goes. I feel like I'm not going to be here. I'll be in New York next week.
Okay.
But I'll be in the next, and Thomas will be back. What do you guys think? Next week. Is it going to be flat still?
I hope not. I really hope that Lisa Rinna comes back into the picture in full swing in some capacity, because I feel like, you know, her taking such a backseat this season kind of feels like an exit. You know
really?
What I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It feels to me like an exit. Like, if I were a producer, it would seem like I was writing her off, because she has a nice little happy ending. She's getting along with everybody. She has no more drama. It seems like that's the route that it's going. I don't want it to be that way, because I love her. But I'm just saying that, you know, you got to bring some of that Lisa Rinna. Like, open your mouth, girl. Talk.
Where's the bag of pills? Where's the bag of pills?
Yeah, it's a loss that you don't have anyone that's okay. Like, the way she was earlier in the season, she's like, you know I'm going to talk about it. I'm like, that's what we need.
That's what I'm looking
yeah.
for.
Yeah, I know. And unfortunately, you know, when these housewives turn stale and they hang around too long, then they're just kind of there to be there. And that's how I view Lisa Vanderpump. She's got way too many contract things going on. She holds the show hostage. And it's not fun to have her on, because because it completely throws the balance off the show. They give her too much power on that show, and that's unfortunately what might happen with Rinna, because they're going to keep her around for posterity, and why?
I think they do that with a lot of these shows. Like, I mean, obviously every show has that one mainstay. Like, you know, with New York, it's Bethany right now. With Atlanta, it's NeNe. With OC, it's probably Vicky.
Okay.
You know what I mean? New Jersey, it's definitely Teresa. So it's like, they're not going to get rid of their...
No, she's the original.
Their centerpiece, you know what I'm saying?
I get it. Going into the next weeks, though, do you think that they don't care that it's flat and just let her do what she wants? Or is she going to have a little up to her storyline?
Well, you know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Because you don't want fake stories. You don't want producer prodding.
You just want people to react.
Yeah.
And these women right now, they seem really careful to me.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Very cautious, and that's not good TV.
You know why? Because they're using this as an opportunity for their business platforms.
Sure.
The Dorit Beverly Beach, which I've been lived in LA 10 years. I don't know where Beverly Beach is.
It's non-existent. And Beverly, there is a Beverly Swimwear, which I think is a little.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So there's Beverly Beach. Then Erica's got the touring in the book. Lisa Vanderpump's got the restaurants and the spinoff show. Kyle's got the stores and the TV shows. Mm-hmm. So they've all got businesses that they have to maintain an image for to stay on the show. Like Lisa Rinna, her whole children's future is built on her appearance on the show, which is great. I'm happy for her. But, you know, they all have to, like, keep up these appearances.
Personas.
It's more of a business transaction to be on the show than it is a platform to have, you know, some shade and make a name for yourself. Yeah. And that's why we're really only seeing Dorit, I think, do that. Because even someone like Teddy, she owns that accountability business. But Teddy's a great friend of, I think. I just don't know why she's on there full time.
Mm. Well, let's see what happens next week's. Do you have anything to say?
I just want
to
see the ladies in Berlin.
Yeah, the ladies in Berlin. Okay.
Yes, take a tour.
Grant, I love having you.
Oh, thanks. I wish I could read all the comments. I'm angled where I can't really see the screen, but thank you all for embracing me and the love and all of that. I really appreciate
it. We love Grant. Grant, tell them where they can find you.
Yes, you guys can find me on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. It's on YouTube, some older episodes. I keep it updated. And then, of course, on all major podcasting platforms, all you have to do is search Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. Thank you. Love you for listening.
Love you. I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV, and all the links and stuff are there. And please follow AfterBuzz TV as well, at AfterBuzz TV, and give us a 5-star rating, thumbs up, all the way around. Give us good comments. And to my left, my lovely co-host.
I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
And it's DJ Richie Sky, and you can find me at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Thomas will be back next week, and then hopefully full panel the week after. Thanks for being with us, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.